fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 18th of November. The purpose of the day is to go camping. That would be backpacking. Backpacking in the winter. You'll find out you can actually be somewhat comfortable doing it in below freezing weather, maybe even below zero weather, if you know what you're doing, have the proper equipment. And the second part of the prep tip today is to stock up on paper products, all paper products, obviously toilet paper, but paper towels, and of course feminine hygiene products. If you don't have a clue, gentlemen, what to get, the ladies be glad to give you some assistance there. And buy these items in case lots. You'll save a lot of money. We have patient Wayne in the green room, my friend Brady. Brady is a production engineer for Liberated Rocket Heaters. I'm the executive vice president of the company. And we manufacture wood-burning stoves that have no smoke with a bonus. We now have the very first sale in the history of the company. Good morning, Brady.
Good morning, John.
We may have a caller and holder from held over from the last hour. We'll see if Charlie from Florida is still here. You still there, Charlie? Okay, I think Charlie's gone. Well, Brady, this sale is 25% off. That's a savings for the combination of the Liberated Rocket Heater and the Pellet Hopper of $726. That's a serious chunk of change, isn't it?
Oh, yes, yes, it is. It is quite the sale. I'm not sure if we will see it, the likes again, but it is what it is. It is here, it is now, and it is currently going until the end of November. So we, you know, understand that, everybody likes to do a little bit of Black Friday sort of stuff, but shopping for appliances is not exactly sort of limited to a one day sort of thing. So here we go. Let's get them moving, and they are coming in.
All right. Well, there's a lot of features to Liberated Rocket Heater that people need to know about. First of all, the EPA rates it at 99.5% efficient. That's how and why I would say this stove has no smoke. It takes about 5 minutes or so to get to operating temperature. Once the stove's at operating temperature, there's no smoke. Now, people They haven't thought about this much. They think, well, it doesn't need a flue pipe. Well, of course it needs a flue pipe. The hot gases, even though there's no smoke in the hot gases, they need to be exhausted from the living space, don't they?
Yes, they do. Absolutely. You know, we've had people call up and asking if they can be vented out the side, like some of the more the electronically blown the pellet heaters that people are sometimes more familiar with. They can go out the side, but they also do need to go up because they are essentially a naturally aspirated heating appliance. So the natural draft is very key. It's very critical to the success and health and wealth of a Liberator rocket heater. And so it's best to sort of plan for that when you are sort of planning out your installation.
Absolutely. Well, the Liberator standard color is a very nice satin black, which I like it. My Liberator rocket heater is in satin black. There's three standard optional colors at an extra price. And if a person chooses to, they can get a custom color at an additional price, can't they?
Oh, absolutely. We've, still got some paint around. We've, are not afraid. You know, people are willing to make the wait for us to figure out what it is that we need. And, you know, it takes a little bit of extra time, especially if it's a color that we don't have on hand. But, for some people, they want what they want and they don't really want to settle. So I can understand that. And it's one of those things that we do try to do our best to accommodate as much as we can. So, it's all about sort of making people happy. I mean, we built the Liberator to sort of be something that would last and be, a sort of a part of the hearth and home for people. It's one of those things that, we're willing to sort of go a little bit of extra mile if they're willing to pay a little bit of an extra cost. So,
Well, that's a fair trade-off. And people want custom work and custom colors. They expect to pay an extra price, don't they?
Well, yeah, I would say the most do. But, there are some people that you can't please. I'm thinking more along the lines of some of the more recent voters, but it is one of those things. We do our best to absolutely make sure that everybody's happy. And for the most part, it's pretty easy. When you sort of experience what life is like with a Liberator, most people are just absolutely thrilled. I've gotten probably three calls over the last week. Just people just trying to preach and praise. One of them was, I love it, I love it, I love it. Oh, my gosh, my friends come over and they can't stop asking me questions about it, and I don't know how to answer my friend's questions. So can you answer some of my friend's questions for me? And I was just like, okay, well, I can try. Let's do this. But, it's warms the heart, warms the soul. And not just because it's wood heat. So it's just one of those things, I guess.
Another feature of the Liberator rocket heater is it has a very nice 16-inch flat, round surface to heat up water, cook a meal, make some coffee, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. We've actually been using ours in the shop lately to, sort of stay warm. One of the guys has an old camper coffee mug percolator sort of a thing that he's sort of a coffee crack addict, like some people are known to be, and he'll just sort of like brew his water right there in the shop, and then basically fill it up, set it down, walk away, come back, and he's got some hot water ready to sort of make coffee with. I think that's how it works, but it's coffee's not so much my thing as it is his, but different strokes.
Absolutely. Well, I'm a coffee enthusiast myself, and I have a cup of coffee every morning. We have stoves crated up and ready for immediate shipment. Is that the case, sir?
Yeah, right now I've got I know I have over 40 heaters crated. with and without hoppers in the shop. The number's probably closer to 50. I do have a batch of orders that I'm going to be trying to get out the door today. I'm not 100% certain how many of those I will be able to get out and how many are left, but I do have another almost two dozen heaters that are sitting on the line waiting to be wrapped, waiting to be crated. There's another batch, I think, that I don't know if it hit paint yesterday or if it's going to get there today, but yeah, we're at the point now where we're sitting probably on top of around about 100 heaters in the shop ready, you know, or very, very soon to be ready to get out the door. It is quite the sight to behold. And quite frankly, we're running out of space. So, you know, anyone willing
to... Well, that's good to know. People, this time last year, we were running about 5 months behind on back orders. With this sale, it's a double bonus. You get the sale price plus immediate shipment. That's a really good deal. And I'm so glad that Sky decided to run this sale, because this is a time of year when people's homes are getting cold. They're worried about the cost of heating their home, which is going to be up pretty much across the board, whether you use electricity, natural gas, propane, heating oil. Even firewood itself has gone up, hasn't it?
I frankly haven't had the time to even pay attention to anything else other than what's going on at work. But I can certainly imagine so. I mean, the overall state of the economy and the way everything else is going, yeah, it's kind of frightening. You know, I barely had time to pay attention to the election and what was going on, and sort of understand what that portends for our great nation, for how much longer. I think there is, it's fair to say that might be some question there, but you know, it is what it is, and we're gonna do what we're gonna do. So you know, it's the prices of fuel are going up across the board. You know, I was recently I think I paid our shipping bill, and that was not as high as they normally are because I hadn't been shipping as many, but they were, you know, considering the cost per number of shipments, it was definitely high. And from the quotes I was working on yesterday, it seems like it's just going up. So it'll be interesting. But we have the material to continue making them regardless of what happens. So, you know, even if we turn into you know, zombie apocalypse, Mad Max wasteland sort of scenarios, I think that you know, Liberator will still be here and we'll still be making them, although you might have to you know, hitch up a horse to come and get one. So,
well, I hope it doesn't come down to that, but we do have more Amish families living in the area, so you might just have a horse and buggy come up to take delivery.
Oh yeah, that's absolutely true. We were out. We went to stop by the store last night on the way back from the shop, and I was picking up some Long Johns, and I saw at least two Amish families, you know, doing some shopping alongside us. It's a great thing to see. You know, it's just nice knowing that you've got peaceful neighbors that are actually useful, you know, and can do things without the lights being on. So
right. Well, there's almost no obesity in the Amish community, no autism at all in the Amish community, except those very few, it's a tiny, tiny percentage of Amish children who got vaccinations, almost none. And they refer to us as the English, by the way, and at home they speak German among themselves.
Plattdeutsch.
Yes. And It's and we're getting more and more. The Amish buggy signs have appeared on the sides of the highways here in around Steelville because of new Amish families moving in. And where I'm at the hardware store, about half the time there's going to be one or two Amish men, and they're doing some shopping for the things they need at the hardware store. They tend to be very resourceful, very hardworking people, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. I've got nothing but great respect for him. I've even told some people in the past, you know, when they're talking about doom and gloom and the all of the things that you know, excitement of the political sphere may portend for the future of the United States. I've actually looked at some of them and said, you know, I think the future might actually lie with the Amish. You know, it's you know, if you really want to go, like, you know, to the ends of the earth, the absolute extremities of, you know, as bad as things could possibly get, it's going to be people like the Amish that are actually sort of the ones that will make it through. You know, you've got a lot of, you know, I've talked to a lot of guys that are like, oh, well, you know, I code for, you know, IBM or whoever. And, you know, I think it's time to get out. And I'm like, well, you know, The real secret to success and survival wherever you go is community. And the time, if you actually believe that, then the time to get out was some years back, because especially if you're trying to run out to some of the smaller areas, less populated areas, they're not quite as content to you know, sit by the by and not get to know their neighbors. You know, they want to know who you are. They want to understand who you're from. They want to understand sort of, you know, how you can fit into the community. And if you're trying to actually move to a small town, it's important that you sort of make friends with the locals. And, you know, that's one of the things that, like, I've been trying to tell Sky. We've been, you know, helping out with our, you know, local town here in Bourbon. You know, now that we've got some of the ability to do some of that stuff, but it's like when you're a computer programming kind of guy and you just sort of pack up and move to the middle of nowhere because, well, the internet exists, so therefore I can work from home all the way out here. It's just like, you know, when the lights go out in the small towns, like, you know, nobody's really going to be looking for a computer programmer. Like, they're going to be looking for people to make food, people that can help them, you know, build a barn, build a house, you know, fix the roof and the windows after, you know, a storm or a hurricane or something like that. You know, if you don't have useful skills, you know, you're not of use. And that's one of the things that I've noticed, that the Amish in particular actually seem to be very good at sort of figuring out, you know, is whether or not somebody is sort of use. If you are, you know, and you're, you know, polite and respectful, they can, you know, you can quite often become, you know, close friends with Amish neighbors. And, you know, if you're somebody that, you know, just I work in finance, and I, you know, just crunch numbers for things that don't really do anything, don't really have a whole lot of meaning, then, you know, you're not that much use. And, you know, unless you're willing to break your back doing something. So,
well, I like I said, I wouldn't be surprised if Amish families find out that they have a tight-knit communities, and they're in touch with each other all over the country. Mm-hmm. And they visit each other around the country. Once they find out about the Liberated Rocket Heaters, which they will, of course, I expect that there's going to be a lot of sales to Amish families. What do you think, sir?
Oh, absolutely. We already have a noticeable percentage of our families that are Amish. A while back when I actually was switching our third-party freight carrier, that was one of the things that I actually had to ask. You know, I'm talking to the sales guy, and he's ready to, you know, talk about this, talk about that. And I was just like, okay, well, how do you deal with people that, you know, because, like, we have enough of our clientele that are Amish, and so you can't call them up on the phone. How does that
break? We have a caller on hold. We'll be right back.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back, to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by Liberated Rocket Heaters. We are having our first sale ever 25% off the Liberator rocket heaters and the pellet hoppers. If you get a pellet hopper and a Liberator rocket heater stove, that's a savings of $726 in effect right now. You want to place your order at my website? You can do so using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You want to mail me a check or money order? You can do so. My address is at my website. In fact, I will personally take your order for this sale. I'm the executive vice president of the company. My phone number, I'll say it twice slowly, is 314-965-3007. I say it again, 314-965-3007. Visiting with Brady, the production engineer for Liberator Rocket Heaters. And Brady, we have a caller on hold here. We've got Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning. Julie knows it's when I say I've opened my mouth and insert foot. But I had a friend, the neighbor one time, and what he did was he took his fireplace and he put this big, thick metal thing in the back of it. And then he started sending all that heat through the attic, through vents, to all the rooms. And I was wondering, you said you vent that thing. Is there some way that you could do something that you could send the heat to the rest of the house?
Well, sure. So, you simply set up the rocket heater in front of the cold air return for your furnace air conditioning system and turn on the blower motor. Only, don't turn on the furnace, just turn the blower motor, and that will distribute that heat all throughout the house.
Yes, absolutely. That's one of the ways you basically scavenge the air that would sort of get warms up around the heater, and then it you can use like the central fan for your central heating or AC system to distribute that heat. We've also had people install them in the basements so that the heater like heats up the great big large basement, and that heat sort of forms a warm blanket underneath the home that sort of radiates up through the floorboards. There's a number of different ways of doing it depending on what your home looks like and sort of what the normal airflow is through the system.
Okay, Pat, you got your answer.
Well, I have another question. I think when y'all first started talking about these, I looked them up on YouTube. And a minute ago, I think I was looking at it because you said the top is round and it was a round gray-looking one there or something. And I was wondering, why don't you put one of those pretty blue ones or something in there, some other color that you've got now on the YouTube?
We don't have a presence on YouTube, do we, Brady?
There's a YouTube channel. There's not many videos. That's sort of handled by the marketing team.
Okay.
But we are sort of, it's a little bit further down the line. We are looking at getting a more professional crew than myself and one of the other voluntold guys out of the shop. We're looking at getting a real crew to actually put something together that's going to look a little bit nicer than what we currently are capable of doing. So it just hasn't we haven't really had the time.
Right. It's just time is a crunch.
I mean, we got all the patents, so nobody can copy it and call it Liberator Rocket Stove, can they?
Well, no, but there's China, and China doesn't really care about patents. They just sort of do what China's going to do. So
yeah, we have a window of about 5 to 7 years before China starts cranking these out. Pat, thank you for your call. We're out of time here.
Thank you. Bye.
Well, Brady, this is normally your day off, but do you even have a day off on Fridays anymore?
I don't remember the last. I think the last time I had a Friday off, I'm pretty sure I was sick. And it's actually this time of year, it's probably going into more like 6 day weeks of 60 to 80 hours. It's just one of those things that I constantly. Between answering the emails and the phone calls and then trying to do all of my normal work, pushing heaters out the door, calling people, doing troubleshooting for people. It's
okay.
One thing after
another. Well, get back to what my grandson would say. Get to work, Grandpa. Get to work. Brady, thank you. Have a back next Friday.
Have a good one, John.
Thank you. Appreciate it. We have 5 hour break. We'll be back with Rondi. Stay tuned.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
We are back. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. My new humor section is being added to a couple of times a week. The Lloyd Bridges segment there, he did a movie, it's been 30 years ago. His character was the President of the United States. I'll tell you, it could be Joe Biden. This guy, the things he says, the funny things he does and says, it could be Joe Biden. It is really so funny. And it was done 30 years ago. It's not something more recent, obviously. If you find a video, a humorous video or a meme that you think should be there, just get that to me. We'll check it out. It might just end up there. Right next to that, did you know there are two Joe Bidens? Seriously, there are. The real one, one that was elected senator with the communist Chinese money all those decades ago, he has a detached or dangling earlobe. The fake Joe Biden has an attached earlobe. And both of these guys both appear in public. They've both been photographed hundreds of times the last 2 years. And you can easily tell the difference. You don't need to be an expert. Any school child can tell the difference between the two Joe Bidens. All right. The first and only sale we've ever had on Liberated Rocket Heaters is in effect right now, going until Wednesday the 30th. Just over, not quite 2 weeks away, 25% off the Liberated Rocket Heaters and the Pellet Hoppers. That's a $726 savings. Last but not least, if you're tired of being tired, check out the Energy Cleaner. If arthritis pain is keeping you from doing the things you'd like to do, go for a walk in the park, go hunting, fishing, go dancing with your honey, ride a bicycle, whatever it might be, you need an Energy Cleaner. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the Energy Cleaner. And, of course, get the mattress pad to go with it. You already have an Energy Cleaner. Check out the Micro Plush Throws. They're elegant, warm, and cozy. Only $75 shipping included to American zip codes. Everything's right there at my website for sale. You can make your purchase using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. I like PayPal, by the way, despite their being politically incorrect. Or maybe politically correct is more accurate for PayPal, isn't it? My toll-free hour line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. And we have patiently waiting in the green room, my friend Rondi. Rondi lives in the beautiful state of Colorado, which used to be red, which has become increasingly blue. Good morning, Rondi.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us, my dear. So are the ski slopes open for the public?
They are. I would say most of the major ski areas opened in the last week.
All right. All right. Well, Buffalo, New York is set to get about 5 feet of snow in the next 24 hours. Have you heard about that?
I did not hear about that, but it's snowing in Colorado right now.
What is the annual snowfall in your town, by the way?
Well, it varies year to year, but I would say, actually, I need to find out. I don't know exactly. Okay. Breckenridge gets a lot more snow than Vail. Like 3 feet at a time.
3 feet at a time?
Yeah, if it's a good snowstorm, they can get up to 3 feet.
Well, they're welcome to it. I don't particularly care for cold weather or snow. I know how to deal with it. I know how to survive. But you know, those folks who like skiing and like cold weather, God bless them. And they should live in a place where that's more of an opportunity. The elections in your area last week, Colorado is one of those states that has been somewhat controversial, hasn't it?
Yes, there's actually a really great documentary out called Rocky Mountain Heist that talks about voter fraud from, I would say, 2008. And it was produced several years ago. I'll try and find the connection to it and link it to your website because it really talks about the infiltration from within our state. And they want to carry out the same plan across the country.
Really? Well, that's not good, is it?
No, not at all.
Well, did your candidates that you supported, did they win their elections or not?
The only one that won was our sheriff, he's been the sheriff for a long time. He has an incredible background. He's the one that was up against running the pacifist, who had over 21 traffic violations and was promptly arrested after their debate in the county courthouse.
Really?
Yes.
That's pretty gutsy, a guy with more than 20 traffic arrests running for sheriff. Yeah. It's quite gutsy. Amazing.
Yes, you can't make these things up.
It is truly, truly amazing. And did he have any other arrests or just the traffic related? Were they?
I think they were mainly traffic violations in a different county from ours.
Were any of them driving while intoxicated, do you know?
I don't think so.
Really? So you just said habitual.
I think they were just parking violations.
Oh, parking violations. Oh, okay.
Yeah. He's above the law, apparently.
Or he just doesn't care. Well, the lawyer I worked with, he would park where he knew he would get tickets for years, and he would just get a stack of tickets and take them all to the city hall at one time, pay them all off, and start all over again. He parked. He was just being handy for his office is what he was doing, and rather than park at the area that didn't have that issue. But there's, regardless, the sheriff that should have won did win, didn't he?
Yes. And I feel safe for knowing that he's in that office, for sure. He's a very nice man.
Well, that's great. That's great. Any issues with school boards? We had a young lady up in Vermont, I believe it was, a 14-year-old high school volleyball player that looked up while she was changing clothes to play volleyball, and there was a boy in the locker room. And she got in trouble for mentioning that she didn't like it. Anything like that going on in your area that you're aware of?
Oh, there's a lot of stuff going on. Last year was the first time I went to the student or the school board meeting to help a child that was being detained because he refused to wear a mask. And so I don't have kids, I'm not married, but I still went to the school board meeting because it's his rights that we're fighting for, and our rights as well.
What was the outcome of that meeting, if you know?
Eventually, they let him back in the class. It wasn't an immediate reaction from our meeting, but it happened probably within a week or two after that. But they knew that we were there, we were present. And there's a lot more people from the grassroots movement that are showing up to these events to show that we're not going to put up with it anymore.
So when this young man was returning to class, did he or did he not wear a mask?
I believe by that time they took the mask mandate away.
All right. What about vaccine mandates? Are they doing that for the children there?
They're not. It's a recommendation, but if I had children, I would not take them near a hospital or a doctor that is pushing for that.
Well, I wouldn't either. No way. No way would I do that. Now, I'm curious. We talked about this before. Now, you have a business open to the public. Do you still have people come in wearing masks?
Yes. Weekly, we have people coming in. I see them daily in the grocery stores. I see them all over the place.
And typically they're not from around there. They're from the East Coast or West Coast, aren't they?
Yeah, some are local. I still know people that have not left their house.
Really?
They have everything delivered, yes.
For 2 years?
Yeah, it's really what a waste of their life, I would say.
It is. The wife of a friend of mine, she has not left the home, I don't believe, for 2 years. Fear of something that doesn't exist is quite extraordinary, isn't it?
It is. You can't have fear and faith in your heart at the same time. And the word fear is listed 365 times in the Bible.
Well, they list it that many times for a reason, don't they?
Yes. Do not fear.
I'm curious, Ronnie, in your neighborhood, do they have those fiberglass poles sticking up 6 feet tall so the firemen can find the fire hydrants?
I've not seen those.
Really? Well, when there's 3 to 5 feet of snow, how do they find the fire hydrants?
You know what, they keep the roads so well maintained because our biggest industry is tourism. So they want to make sure that people can get to the ski areas. So the plows are out every single day when it snows.
Okay. And that's a good thing. That kind of attention is a good thing. And so when they clean the streets, the snow plows obviously can't uncover the fire hydrant, so they must do that manually.
Yeah, I mean, it's not, I think the snow kind of melts enough also, because we have over 300 days of sun in our state, blue sky, and so I think they go kind of hand in hand with the road maintenance.
Well, that's a good thing. I like that. I like that a lot. Okay, Rondi, I've got my bottle of Protandim Nerf 2 here in front of me. I take my Protandim Nerf 2 every day, just like you do and your father and your mother. And I take it because I want to reduce the oxidative stress in my body. And reducing oxidative stress is a good thing, isn't it?
Yes, the FDA allows me to say that Protandim Nerf 2 reduces oxidative stress by 40% in 30 days. And I also do not work for LifeVantage, but I am an independent distributor. Great company, though.
Absolutely a great company. A great company. And if a person wants to start their own home-based business, how would they do that with LifeVantage?
They can go to your website and connect to LifeVantage, and they can start with the $50 kit, or they can do one of the distributor packs. And I would encourage them to start with the Platinum Pack because it has all of the products that you could actually try while you're starting your business. It's a great compensation plan, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, a lot of people would like to have a second stream of income these days, wouldn't they?
Yes. I get commission on the 15th of every month, and it's just a really amazing company. That they take care of their distributors, they take care of their customers, but better than everything are their products that they offer.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, if you got a question or comment for us, just give us a call at 512-248-8252. Has there been issues with your local schools having critical race theory or any of these other silliness, woke things that you know of?
Yes, there's one candidate in particular that was voted in, I think fraudulently because of Dominion voting system, but her name is Megan Lukens, and you can look her up, but she has videos about critical race theory that she was trying to suppress before the election because she is an extreme left critical race theory proponent.
So she thinks it's a dandy thing, then, doesn't she?
She does. And I watched a video that was shocking from her. And I
really?
Can try and find and send it to you.
Yeah, I'd like to see that. I'd like to see that. So you got the Dominion voting machines there in beautiful Colorado, don't you?
Yes, they actually started in Denver. And they went across the whole country, and they're still in the system, and that's why you saw a lot of the voter fraud going on in this past midterm election. I do believe
Amazing.
Things are going to flip in a different way very soon.
Well, I think the Dominion voting machines should all be tossed into the ocean myself. We got a caller on hold here. We got Scott in Arizona. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. What town in Colorado do you live in?
I'm in the Vail Valley.
Right, go ahead.
Vail Valley.
I live in the Vail Valley.
What town? Is it Eagle or Israel?
I'm in between Eagle and Jeffsum.
Okay, so you get a lot less snow in Vail. That's for sure.
Vail gets more snow than Eagle. does.
Yeah.
We're kind of in the banana belt where I live.
Yeah, Bill gets, what, 300 Bell? Inches or so.
Bell? Who's Bell?
My grandfather.
Bell over the course of the year.
Who's Bell?
No, Will.
Who's Bell?
Bell. My grandfather surveyed Vail originally back in the early 60s, for what it's worth. But I'm interested in this product about stress reduction. What is it exactly? Yeah.
There's an incredible ingredient in our product called ashwagandha, which helps with mood elevation, and it helps to de-stress. And there's five ingredients in the product. And they are green tea, ashwagandha, bacopa, milk thistle, and turmeric.
Daddy,
so you drink it as...
No, it's a pill.
Oh, okay.
It's a plant-based pill. But it really helps with... it reduces your oxidative stress, rusting from the inside out.
I've the radio.
Hold that thought, Randy. Scott, hold on. We are last break. We'll go back.
I've the radio.
Well.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Fix bayonets. Nicole Colgren, where?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. Scott, we need to wrap up your comments, please, sir.
Yeah, I just wonder about the stress. You know, my wife's a kindergarten teacher. She has like 20, somewhere around 25 students. It's just max stress. And I'd like to try that product, see if it helps. And that's about it, I guess. Excuse me?
I'm sorry. Ashwagandha, actually, the major thing that it does reduce stress and anxiety. But it's the combination of the five ingredients that make it 1,800 times stronger than if you took ashwagandha by itself. So it's an amazing product.
Well, we'll definitely give it a try. Because they're just overloading her with, it's a charter school, and everybody's putting their children in charter school, and they need at least one or two more teachers. It's stressful, to say the least. All right. I guess that's all for now.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you, Scott. We appreciate the call.
You too.
Okay. Ronnie, thank you, as always. Ladies and gentlemen, I am a distributor for the Life Advantage products. If you go to my website, thelibertyman.com, you can get started. And a good place to start is a Protandim Nerf 2. All the products are excellent and will help you achieve your goals, won't they, Ronnie?
Yes, they will. And God bless your listeners, and God bless America, and God bless you. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Ronnie. We appreciate the call. All right. What a week. What a week. Living in a never-ending Twilight Zone episode. That's what the world has become, in my opinion. I don't know about you, but that's my opinion of what the world has become. But, the world moves forward. That's what it does. It moves forward. We continue to set goals and achieve goals. And that's what we do. That's what we do. If you like what you hear in Republic Broadcasting, please consider making a donation. Go to the website and make a donation. We're not quite self-sustaining yet. We're working on it, diligently. In the meantime, we need your donations. Just like public radio needs donations, we need donations also. So please consider making a donation. While you're in a donating mood, check out the Freedom Center USA Legal Defense Fund. Competent legal defense is expensive, and Sam Andrews and the Freedom Center USA could certainly use your donations to help with the very expensive legal process that's going on. Hopefully this will be resolved soon, and we'll be able to move forward with the things we've been putting off now for quite a while, actually. That's it for the day. That's it for the week. Get medical supplies, your energy, cleaning, essential oils now while you can. Your firearms, ammunition, never ever give your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day and weekend. And God bless my beautiful state of Missouri, the large, beautiful, productive state of Texas. And please, Lord, God bless the United States of America.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.